As a European, how can I remain positive in the current political situation?
I was thinking about maybe a territory thing again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about woodland birds and how in the breeding season it's very specific about the area they have to determine as their territory. As a species, they're not really bothered about other species, but they're very bothered about members of their own species coming into their territory. And this is almost, I suppose you could think of them as mini nations, perhaps, territories. But when the end of the breeding season comes and winter comes, these territories aren't so important because they're not breeding, there's not so much pressure on feeding all the chicks and all that sort of stuff. So whole flocks of birds, or usually, actually, a single flock of birds in a woodland will go around all together. And they'll go and visit all these territories. And even the birds that stay on their territory, they'll join this flock across their own territory. And this flock has huge benefits to these birds because it makes it very safe because they've got many eyes to look for predators. It makes it very efficient for feeding because they don't have to worry about predators so much. It can also identify and find food much more efficiently. So the sense of survival during the winter is very important to join together, but survival in for your species in the breeding time is very important to separate. So there might be this idea of fluidity that's important here, rather than this fixed idea of what Europe is or the EU or whatever, this idea of using aspects of this for some things and some things not, and at different times. So,
I got a thought in my head. I'm going to try and articulate this. I'm going to go underground, sticking with the woodlands, of course. As a sort of an analogy for maybe the political context. So, I'm a kind of a bit of a sad person being quite excited about cord forming fungi. I'm not an expert. I'm not a mycologist. You know. Yeah. No. Anyway, so you don't know about cord-forming fungi. There are a particular group of fungi that produce quite large bundles of mycelia. And they're like the forgotten ecosystem engineers of our woodlands. So they operate under our feet. Unless you get on your hands and knees and spread apart the leaflets, you'll see the white threads. If you've not done that, you wouldn't really know they're there. And I wish we could kind of put on goggles and see them, because it would just be like flying over London at night. You'd have this amazing network of roads with cars going down with red and yellow lights, white lights. That's what's happening under our feet in our woodlands. We can't see it. We don't really understand it all, but it's very exciting. So the point is, and another thing that don't people know about this, is that of course fungi live inside other plants, particularly trees. There's a sort of perception that you see a bracket fungus on a tree and it's just arrived. And of course, actually under the living part of that tree, the fungal mycelia there all the time. For some reason it's triggered a fruiting body to come out of that tree. But actually, because of the fungi, the trees are intimately connected not only down into the soil, into this mycelian network, but they're also connected to the next tree. So it's a sort of analogy here about the English Channel, if you like. So you're going to have an ash here, I've got it an ash, and an oak over here. They are actually connected. And these core-forming fungi can go for at least 400 metres. We know this because we've actually gone on our hands and knees and followed them through the woods. You should do it. It's a great thing to do. They're transporting nutrients. So they could go from a rotting log 400 metres to the fruiting body of the fungus, and all the way they're sort of leaking out nutrients and helping other plants around them to grow. But they're actually connecting those trees together. So I'm wondering if there's some sort of the analogy of intelligence. It gives me some optimism. If intelligence is the fungi, there might be an English Channel between us and our European neighbours, but there are intelligent people there and here, and we're intimately connected through our intelligence. We can see past the politics, we can see past the barriers of this and that. And I think we are intrinsically connected to some positive, there's a positive thing there about how we actually do relate. We transcend boundaries, whether we're an ash or an oak, whether we're French or English or whatever. We are connected through our culture, through our intelligence, through art or science, and that gives me optimism. Does that make any sense?
Fantastic.